You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
I'm ready. I guess I'm all set to go this morning. WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy in the morning, along with Dom, our engineer. We're ready to go, aren't we?
We are.
I mean, this is going to be a nice day today, except for a few of the rising dew points.
Right?
Oh, but I think so.
Okay.
And then that'll be very uncomfortable for me, and I'll have to stay home. You know, I've been invited to go to the Dells with my relatives.
Which relatives?
My my brother-in-law. So my brother-in-law is here in town. They're from Wyoming, and they want to go to the Dells and have some fun up there. And I'm kind of kicking around the idea, though I have to prepare for two shows tomorrow.
Well, are they in town now?
Yes.
Are they staying at your place?
No, they're not staying at our place. They have a motel, I would assume.
Okay.
But is it going to be over the weekend? Like, you're going to the Dells over the weekend?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Well, no, today. No, we'd be going today, so
I see.
It'd get in the way of my preparations for the two shows that I have to do with Gordy tomorrow. It's like, I'm trying to get this done, you know. I'd like to go there. I don't know what we'd do, you know.
There's so much to do.
I know. Well, there's so much to do, but, you know, when you do it, you kind of make a major investment in to do it, right?
Yeah,
I mean, got the, the ducks,
you
right?
You got the ducks, boats.
You got the boats, you got the water parks.
Water parks.
You got to pay into these things.
Yeah.
So it's a major investment.
Zip lines. There's zip lines you can
do. That's what I want to do. I want to try the zip lines for
sure.
Go
to Wilderness for a zip line.
Is that it? Wilderness?
Or Chula Vista. They have zip lines, I believe, that are open to the public.
Okay.
You don't have to be staying there.
Well, that's a scary one at Chula Vista. It crosses the river, doesn't it?
Well, you got to have bit of excitement.
Okay. That's
so you could go to the torture museum.
We got to organize a trip. All our listeners, we have to organize them to go up to see the torture museum in the Dells.
Right.
And, you know, the Dells screams fun, and the torture museum is just a stop on the way.
Screams pain.
Yeah, screams, yes.
Well, that would be something to do. I mean, you can always find something to do in the Dells.
Yeah.
Just walk, you know, you got to go downtown, though.
If torture's your thing, then, you know, it's there at the Dells.
You can't just go on the Strip, either of the
Really?
The original strip or the new strip out by Lake Delton, you got to go downtown.
Yes.
You got to experience
downtown,
the whole
definitely downtown. Yeah.
But I would take them on maybe a duck ride. Duck rides are shorter than the boat ride. Boat rides, you're committing for a couple hours.
Oh, no.
You want to do a duck ride. But if it's crowded, watch out, because you could be waiting for like an hour.
That is not happening. Okay.
Now, there are lots of different duck rides. I can talk Dells all
day. We cannot go. We cannot go because it's going to take too long just to stand in line. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
But I have to say they have the fastest go-kart track up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
They say they're the fastest. I believe them. It's one of the nicest go-kart tracks I've ever been
on. Do you go to the one with the Trojan horse? Because that's the one to go to.
No, I haven't been to that one, no.
The big horse on the... on the strip
I go
there?
To the other side.
Okay. Well, that's
near
equally
what was the haunted house. I think that's gone now.
I don't think that's there. But, they're all pretty fast. Yeah.
Is there all bumper the cars? Is there bumper cars there? I'm assuming
somewhere
there
are bumper cars. I don't know where anymore.
I love bumper cars.
You mean with the little ducky faces on them? Or come on, then. Dom, grow up. You're 22 now. You really have to get past the 13-year-old height measure.
Well, good. Well, keep us posted. I think you should make the trip up there, though. I think you got time. Well, happy hump day to you on this Wednesday. A little bit later on, Mike McCabe will rejoin us. He's been off for a week or two, but he'll be back today.
Yes. And we got some good topics to talk about.
Weather today, well, guess what? There isn't officially an air quality alert, but Charlie Shortino was backing off of that. He goes, it's really actually worse than it was yesterday morning, even though they didn't put an alert day up. I'm like, okay, Charlie, well, make up your mind. So it could be a little hazy this morning and some smoke out there. And right now, 58 degrees, highs in the mid-80s. What does your WMDX Samsung watch have to say about this?
It says we're currently at 60, 85 degrees, high temperature, low tonight, 66.
Yeah.
And if you want to go to the more in-depth look at the dew points and humidities.
Got to know the dew points.
You got to
live and die by the dew point.
Humidity,
Jesus Christ.
83%. The dew point's really low right now, 58 degrees. So, you know, anything above 70 or 65-ish, is bad. But we're pretty low right now. I feel pretty comfortable, actually.
It's going to get more humid in the next few days. So just a heads up.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm trying to work my way through it. You know, it's been a humid, wet summer.
It's been awful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really has. But, you know, we have a little bit of relief yesterday, today, not bad. And then it gets worse by the end of the week. Yeah. Well, 90s by Friday.
You know, with all this rain and everything, I have not gone out to the garden that Ann has put in. And I went out there yesterday. It's like a jungle out there. Holy crap.
Oh, I know. Wow. There's been so much rain. Yeah. The grass is growing so fast. I have to mow it once a week just to try to keep up. And the weeds are out of control around the house.
Well, what do you have in your garden? What's in your...
Well, we've got a squash plant. When you put one squash plant in, that's all you'll ever need.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God, this is huge. Butternut squash plant, it's all over the damn garden. I mean, you know, I can't wait for the squash and the butternut squash, but it's huge. And I can't imagine, I've never seen it like this before. Usually we go through dry spells in the summer and then the leaves get old and crinkly and die off and then the plant kind of sags. But this thing is like wild. You know, it's like something out of Little Shop of Horrors.
Really?
Yeah. So I took my life into my own hands when I entered that garden.
Is that all you have in the garden is just one squash plant?
No, we've got a lot of peppers. And one of the great things about having those peppers, and what you do is you douse them in oil, and you put them on the grill, and you grill them into nice brown, cooked, and they're just absolutely delicious.
Wow.
I really, you got to try it. It seems odd, but
it really works out well. I got an invite over there. Next time you grill out.
Well, you know, you guys... It's been
30 years since
wow.
It's hard to tear you away from.
Is this something we got to talk about? Or
Not that I'm bitter or angry.
No.
It doesn't matter to me. It's nothing to do.
We've been trying to get you out there, but.
oh, really? I must have missed the invite in my mailbox.
Well, you know, you never give us a call back. Oh, you disconnected your phone.
Hell up.
And it seems like you won't go any place but outside under your gazebo.
I like my gazebo, but it's nice. The chipmunks come to visit me there, and the rabbits and squirrels. It's nice.
It's like a scene out of Bambi. It's just like that.
Yeah, that's just exactly like that. Okay.
All right.
Let's get to Would You Rather, because that's what we do at this time of the day. Dom, take it away.
Let's do it. All right.
I hope it's a good one today.
We should get kind of a reverb voice thing here.
Yeah. Well, we need it.
Okay, here we go.
My God. All right. First question.
Okay.
I can't get it. I still can't get
John
over
cannot get enough
that
of
reverb
it.
Is just
He's like crying over here.
Okay.
All right. First question.
Okay.
Let's lock it in here. Would you rather only be able to use one toilet the rest of your life, or never be able to use the same toilet twice? I would use the same toilet for the rest of my life.
There you
I've
go,
been then. Doing that, and I'm gonna keep doing it.
The rest of your life. That's a commitment.
Well, wait till they have to replace it.
Okay.
Wait till after.
You have to go out to the junkyard.
Yeah.
Keep using it there.
That's
okay. I'd say it's my toilet. Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you guys think? What would you guys say?
Well, you got to be able to use different toilets because, you know, are you talking just in your house?
Yes.
I mean, if you're going out and about, what are you going
to
do?
The other option is never be able to use the same toilet twice. So if you use your toilet in your house, you'll never be able to use it again. So,
yeah,
we got to go with the first
dumbest
one.
Dumbest question.
The thing
life.
Is, you really can't think too long on this.
Don't overthink it.
It loses.
Okay.
Some of.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I guess
all right.
Toilet in the house. I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Right. Just answer. One use. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Second question: would you rather be able to punch someone once a year with zero consequences whatsoever, or Once a month, you get a free taco meal from Taco Bell? What do you?
Well, it's not related in any way, but
this one I freeballed last night.
Taco Bell. Okay.
I think it's I would torture. Probably probably want to punch somebody.
With no consequences.
I mean, that's how desperate I am not to go to Taco Bell.
Same here. Yes. I agree with that.
Yeah, I would probably punch someone.
See, I like Taco Bell, but it never fills you up. I mean, you could eat forever and feel horrible later on. It might taste good.
Yeah.
And they used to have really good things to choose from. And then all of a sudden, they just pared it down into nothingness.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
They just wrap it up in different ways.
Well, yeah, three different wrappers.
Yeah.
And then they deep fry it.
Yeah.
And then add Supreme at the end of it, thinking it's something more than it is.
Exactly. That's
something special.
So,
right.
But it's not, like I say, it's not bad. I don't want to discourage people from, you know, going out, taking the kids out to Taco Bell. It's kind of an event for them. They outgrow it once they have it three times a week, which may have happened in our family.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, they love, you know, they like getting all, the big 10 tacos in a box.
Mm, yeah, that's a thrill.
Yeah. The more you
got to use the hot sauce, though, because mild sauce.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah. I know.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. Mm-hmm. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. They're helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Call them today, 608-249-4077. Talk to Jim or Sarah. They'll help you out. You can start out with a hearing test, an initial hearing test, on their Madison HearingAidCenter.com website. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center. Okay.
All right.
Coming up in a little while, we'll talk to Mike McCabe. He's got a brand new Substack article, just came out overnight.
Well, he's had a couple over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so we'll be talking about boomer idealism that has disappeared completely. And now we've got a new generation, Gen Z, that's you, Dom, with different ideas about how society should look.
Yeah. All that's coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning right here on WMDX. We'll be right back after these kind words from our beloved sponsors.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
One step beyond.
One step beyond.
WMDX, John and Gordy, sitting here in the morning overlooking State Street, a block away from the Capitol in Madison, Wisconsin. And a good morning to everyone, including you, listening on your car radio right now, driving into work, mm-hmm. or in the kitchen making breakfast, or grinding up the beans for your coffee. You know, I mean, we're here for you.
That's it. We are. Yes, and it's going to be a nice day, all in all.
All right.
A little bit of haze out there this morning. We'll see partly cloudy skies and highs in the mid-80s for today.
Okay. You know, I think the big story that we might have to talk about tomorrow is NASA deciding to build a nuke plant on the moon.
Wait, a nuclear power plant on the moon?
On the moon, yes, yes. Mm.
Do we need a lot of power up on the moon?
I don't know, but I think somebody's come up with a long extension cord to get that thing down from the moon to the earth. to power one of those data centers put up by the billionaires who need all that energy. So I guess, I don't know what kind of, who, you know.
Whose idea was this?
When would we need a nuclear power plant on the moon?
Don't know.
Maybe a century from now, and after that, we won't even need it. You know, we'll have dilithium crystals powering everything.
Is Elon Musk behind this?
Dilithium crystals are, right?
Dilithium crystals? No.
Well, you should watch Star Trek.
Star Trek sometime, yeah.
Dilithium crystals.
The original Star Trek.
Yeah.
It was a TV show before it was a movie. He's not paying any attention.
I'm looking it up
he's
now.
Looking it up.
Oh, okay.
He's going to know.
All right. Dilithium crystals.
Post-quantum cryptography. What? Okay.
What?
Anyways.
It powers everything in the future. Okay. And they don't need money anymore either. So. Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So,
yeah, why would they need, why, whose idea, is this really NASA's idea or is this Trump's idea?
Well, Trump took over NASA.
Oh, so that's right.
Another brilliant idea. And certainly we'll see how this all turns out, having a nuclear power plant on the moon. Can you imagine having a leak or something like that? And
would be terrible. How'd they go up there to fix it?
Well, they'll need someone up there like 24/7 just to make sure everything's going right.
Right.
You know, they can't just leave it and abandon it, you know.
You know, you're right. They got to have security up there, too.
They do.
They don't want any other aliens going by and stealing the nuclear power. God.
It's crazy. You know, a long time ago, everybody agreed not to weaponize outer space.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Trump came in and he decided to have, what is it, the...
Space Force?
Space Force.
Is that still in existence?
It is in existence. You know, I have a whole bit on Space Force coming up.
Do you?
I do.
Oh, great.
I do, yeah. We'll be hearing the song, Space Force. Which isn't
Can't
good.
Wait.
It's not good.
Can't wait.
It's not catchy.
They got snappy uniforms, though.
Oh, they do.
It does look similar to Star Trek when you think about it.
The symbol for Space Force is a ripoff of Star Trek.
Totally.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I mentioned this a few times before, but I think the Democrats should at least take up the mantle of health care for all.
You know,
universal health care in this country. We're looking at some cuts from a town hall. Mike Flood getting the heat from his constituents asking for universal health care. You know, I mean, it's just a simple, simple thing to get behind. This doesn't require a lot of concentration. It doesn't require a lot of political information or any experience in politics. All you have to do is say, should we have health care for all? Sure. You know, every other industrialized country in the world has some form of universal health care.
Yes.
Yes.
So Mike Flood brought this up and he asked whether...
Yeah. Well, he brought it up because he was talking about, healthy people sitting on their couch, not working. Should they get health care? And the crowd said yes.
So, he wasn't expecting that.
Right. I'll get the actualities on these tomorrow, maybe even today if I can. But it is truly amazing that this is the simple thing to get behind it. We're not getting behind it. I don't know what the Democrats are doing, what they're planning, what secret room they're hiding in at this point.
They're still...
But they really have to get out there and say, this is what we plan, all right? Now, I'm really happy to see that the Democrats have gotten behind redistricting and getting rid of having these separate entities decide how to redistrict.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always been a great idea, and the Democrats want to do it. Once in power, they'll do it nationwide, not individually by state. We learned a bitter lesson here not to do that anymore. But now every Democrat is now talking about the possibility of redistricting in Democratic states and one-upping Texas and a few other Republican states that want to do this in order to secure the majority, even though they don't have any ideas, any real plans into destroying the country, and we really don't have a USA anymore. But I guess, you know, they're trying to go for all the brass rings in this one.
Well, yeah, and they're fighting fire with fire, finally. I mean, yes, they got, you know, they said, okay, you know, we don't really like to do this, but, you know, we're forced to do this.
Right.
I mean, this is not our idea. They're coming up with it. We got to counter it and fight back.
Yeah.
Finally.
And when we finally
went ahead,
we decided to make it an independent agency.
Yeah.
Now we're eating our words on that one. It's not working out anymore.
That's not the way it
should be. You know, the Republicans, they do all these things. They step out.
Yeah.
They go out on a limb. Why don't the Democrats do that more often?
What a great question. Yeah.
And
29 minutes past the hour. We're just getting going on a Wednesday morning. The Midwest Food and Farm Report is right around the corner. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in the morning in just a couple of minutes.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
No! You dense, irritating, miniature beast of burden!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All the time, this is... John and Gordy in the morning with Dom, our engineer, and we're looking out the WMDX weather window. It is accurate as usual.
Yeah.
It's nice and sunny outside and looks fantastic.
Yeah, State Street is looking good, and we're a block off the Capitol here. Should be a nice day. Highs in the mid-80s, right now 59 degrees. And this portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can start the school year off right with a mattress set built just for your student, you know. It's time for you to get a better night's sleep with a new Verlo mattress. They have twin size sets starting at $399, full size sets starting at $499. You can upgrade the mattress to double the warranty for only $200 more. Check it out. Verlo Mattress, two locations, east side and west side of Madison. Just go to verlo.com and check out their lifetime comfort guarantee, John.
All right. Well, I've got some odds and ends to take care of here.
Okay.
Kind of putting these stories off. I'm finally going to expose them to the public. If you haven't heard these already,
okay,
it should be shocking to your system.
Thanks for the warning.
France 24, you know, I always watch France TV, and France 24 does it in English, which is a big help.
Really? Because you don't speak French,
That's right.
Kind of slow down the
process. I think it's a fake language, but, you know, they keep trying to pull the wool over my eyes, and I'm not falling for it. All right, here we go.
So how do you say croissant in French?
Oh, great. Here we go.
Typical French pronunciation.
Julian.
Is it croissant?
Okay, never mind.
Croissant.
Okay. Croissant.
Croissant.
All
right.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, an 18-year-old Frenchman was detained and charged with being part of a terrorist criminal Enterprise.
Wow, really?
That's something?
What?
Amid reports of an increase in masculinism, I'm not kidding, that's how they have it here, a belief in the supremacy of men and advocacy of outmoded gender roles among young men, it is the first time that French anti-terror authorities have launched an investigation into someone for activities linked to the involuntary celibate, incels.
Okay, wait, run it's this by me again.
It's the incel movement.
Okay.
So these are men who have decided, an 18-year-old guy, they have this this thing, this toxic masculinity thing going, and it's because they've been rejected by women, and they have this resentment toward women. In fact, incels feel they have been rejected by women and have adopted aggressively misogynist views in response. Originating in Canada, believe it or not, in the 1990s, masculinist ideology has taken off, in part thanks to the internet. Melissa Blaze, professor of sociology and a specialist in anti-feminist movements, says incel communities, there's something going on that's conducive to mass murder. Women are dehumanized, labeled as femoids, seen as creatures to be fought. Dehumanization is a part of mass murder, and that's why Blaze calls it kind of a mass murder situation. The same approach is being done to immigrants and the left, the woke. So, again, this is the incel movement is very, very strong right now.
Incel. I've never heard of this before. The incel movement.
Yes.
Masculinity. Yep. What
toxic masculinity.
Okay. Yeah.
And guys who feel rejected and feel like the gender roles have gone a little bit too far.
Is that what the manosphere? Yeah. That's kind of the manosphere philosophy. Right?
Yeah.
A bunch of guys.
The masculinists. They're out there.
They need a better name.
Look over your shoulder.
Got to workshop that name, the masculinists.
Well, okay.
That doesn't roll off the tongue very well.
The one that does is the incel movement.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So that's something that's taken off in this country as well.
Well, we'll keep our eyes on that.
It's part of this masculine thing that so many of these other podcasters on the right have gone into.
Yeah.
So it's not something new.
Like the Joe Rogan.
There's an extreme version of it, which is the incel movement, but it's pretty much toxic masculinity is the bottom line on that. Well, we could go to the phones.
Yes.
Matt's on the phone line with us. What do you got for us, Matt?
Good morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. I want to talk about this incel stuff because I've seen some of that in a friend of mine's son who fell into it. And I think it's deeply wrapped in with this digital world of ours and video games.
Oh, really?
Because what happens to young boys, I think, is that video games are kind of an evil trick, right? It's like you feel like you're entering something fun and amusing. Mm-hmm. Now you have a lot of social games where you're meeting people through the internet on these games. You don't know who they are. And there's all this coded language that's thrown around that kind of bashes women. And then I think there's also right-wing players who take advantage of that space, because that's also what fed the QAnon people was the video game culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have this addiction that arises where, my friend's son fell into this. He had to play the game 8 hours a night because his friends were playing it and he had to join them. And it was a social thing. It's bullying. Why weren't you playing last night? That kind of nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Really?
But the stuff that boys lose by putting all that time in is they're not out meeting people. They're not learning how to socialize. And then the pandemic on top of that.
Yeah.
There are a lot of, like Scott Galloway talks about, there are a lot of these young boys becoming grown men now, approaching the age of 17 or so, whatever, who learn how to talk to girls at that age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little late.
Like, good luck. Yeah. Damage is done.
Yeah.
So that's my view. I think we need to get people out more and doing things, rec centers, whatever. Something away from the tablets and the TVs and all that stuff.
Matt, really, your friend's son was playing video games like for 8 hours a night? Really?
Oh, yeah.
He
stayed
yeah,
up that's... all through the night one.
Yeah.
And it ruined his schooling.
Really?
Yeah.
He's kind of very introverted now at the age of 19. He's having trouble holding a job.
Mm-hmm. I remember a couple of years ago, I did that as well. Yeah. I think
did
it was
really?
Like 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah. I mean, I had nothing to do. It was, like you said, COVID. Yeah. That's, I mean,
it's
all
a locked
I did
in
was.
Community as
it
well.
Is.
And
it
you know,
is.
When people get online and play with you, then you kind of have to be there.
Right.
They can make their comments. They can try to influence other people. Yeah.
It becomes a false friendship. Like, it's kind of a relationship, but it's really not. You're never going to see these people. They're not going to help you get a job or go outside or exercise or do positive things.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We're all trying to, come out of the COVID situation that we were all put in. And my sons, one was graduating from college, the other graduated from high school around the COVID time. Man, it just threw everything completely off. They didn't have graduations. We had to kind of stay home most of the time unless you got a shot. And then, it was just a mess. And these guys socially were stunted by that. I feel bad about the fact that they couldn't hang out with their friends, go out to places.
What are the young women that age doing while the guys are gaming for 6 or 8 hours a night? What are they?
Well, laughing at the guys.
Girls are better at forming social groups.
Yes, they form them all the time. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Matt.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Yep.
You too.
I know my son is online doing this kind of stuff, and I right? mentioned it once or twice before, but he had to get together with them, and they all met in Las Vegas. They're from all over the
person.
Country, one from Canada.
Yeah.
They all came down to meet finally in person, and they partied in Las Vegas for about a week.
And they met online? Just met on video games?
They used to play together all the time online, and
they finally got together.
They just partied. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Crazy mixed up world. I can't imagine that.
Yeah, I know. it's nuts, and the incel movement is certainly trying to take advantage of something like that. All right, how about this? We know that Trump has rejected the jobs numbers, right?
Yes.
And
then he fired somebody.
Yes.
Because he likes to do that once in a while.
Let's hear a cut. This is cut 13. And let's listen to his comment on those job numbers.
George and Porter have had issues with these numbers.
I've had issues with the numbers for a long time. But today, we're doing so well. I believe the numbers were phony, just like they were before the election. And there were other times. So you know what I did? I fired her.
Right.
And you know what? I did the right thing.
So, that's the solution. Yeah. Off with their heads. It's Alice in Wonderland, the Red Queen, right?
So well-respected statistician just doing her job.
Just doing her job. And then that's because the real job numbers are always changed for the prior months.
Yeah, they always update things.
And it went from 144,000 jobs created in May to just 19,000, which is
quite a drop.
Wow.
Yes.
And then, of course, in June, it was 147,000 jobs created. But no, that was wrong, a little high.
Yeah.
It was only 14,000 jobs created. That is... I
a little discrepancy.
I don't think I've ever read those kind of numbers, job creation numbers, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we don't know what's going on for July, but CNN wrote this. This is the worst economic jobs report since the end of the pandemic.
Mm.
So really, seriously, fire the person because...
She's just doing her job.
Just doing her job. Maybe there's some satisfaction in firing people.
I guess.
Maybe that's what it's all about. I don't know.
Yeah.
But all right, let's get into this. Oh, you just mentioned Scott Galloway.
Yeah. Well,
why don't we get to a comment from Scott? I'm just going to throw this one. This is cut 8. And he is talking about Ghislaine Maxwell and getting off, and it's baked in. They already have made this decision. Let's listen to his point of view on this and more. He talks about more.
I think it's already underway. I think somebody has communicated to Ghislaine Maxwell in prison that if she exonerates the president, she'll get a pardon by the end of his term. I think it's already underway.
Which makes it worse, though, right? Correct? Doesn't that make it even more?
I don't know. I think his base, I think if she quote unquote, I mean, think about how ridiculous this is. All of a sudden, they've decided they might want to speak to Ghislaine Maxwell. Mm-hmm. That just dawned on the attorney general's office that maybe they should go speak to her. So it's been, in my opinion, just logic has said, okay, if you provide us with information or credible information or just basically say he was there, but make it believable, like he was there, but he never engaged in anything like that before the end of the term, wink, wink, you're going to be back in Long Island or wherever she's from. The fix is already in. I think someone has already communicated to Ghislaine Maxwell.
All right, yeah, that's it.
The fix is in.
It is.
Yeah. She's in a different facility now, more like a camp than a prison. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're working their way towards that.
They are working their way toward that.
Absolutely. Okay. It is 6:48 on this Wednesday. More of John and Gordy in the morning right around the corner, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, it's John DeGordy in the morning.
Mm-hmm. 6:53, highs today in the mid-80s. It's going to warm up a bit, and right now we're at 60 degrees under partly sunny skies. A little bit of haze, but doesn't look too bad out there this morning.
Tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow afternoon, we're filling in for Maggie Dawn.
That's right.
So check that out if you can.
We'll be on the network from 4 till 6 p.m., the Civic Media Radio Network. This portion of our show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. Check them out at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They have an excellent website. You can take an initial hearing test there and then set up an appointment. Call them at 608-249-4077. Talk to Jim or Sarah, and they will help you. They are family-owned and community-focused. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
All right. Okay. Well, let's get to something I mentioned earlier. We did get the clips, so we're going to talk about it briefly here. And that is Representative Mike Flood.
He had quite a meeting.
He's a pudgy little guy with these glasses. He looks like Dexter, the cartoon show. You ever watch Dexter? He looks like Dexter.
Okay.
Anyway. Well. He's really asking for it. He's truly clueless at his town hall, and the crowd is not having it. Now you would think, those Democrats, they organize, they bust people in, and that's why he has these crowds. That's not true.
No,
I mean,
it's not.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of dissent in the crowd. So anyway, Mike is out there talking about, you know, this 28-year-old sitting around on the couch. Well, you got to hear it to believe it. This is just fun stuff. Let's listen to it.
It talks about two big changes to the Medicaid program. One of those changes is that if you are able to work and you are able-bodied, you have to work. If you choose not to work, you do not get free health care. You do not get free health care.
Good idea.
Okay.
All right.
So here's a question.
Rephrase it.
So here's a question. Mm-hmm. Do you think that people who are 28 years old that can work and refuse to work should get free health care? I don't think that a majority of Nebraskans agree with you.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Mm. Oh, I don't think you're reading the crowd, reading the room well.
Yes. Yeah.
That is just, it's priceless stuff.
It went on for more than an hour. It was like an hour and a half.
Well, he couldn't. The thing is, you know, healthcare, they're using it as a weapon against the American citizens. We pay for their healthcare.
Right.
But they're penalizing us, punishing every American out there that needs healthcare, that has healthcare debt, can't get it off their record. In fact, Trump made it impossible to take it off their credit record. It was off, according to Biden. He took it off our credit reports, but I don't know why, but Trump said, hey, let's put it back on there. Let's make sure people can't buy houses or cars. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What a great idea. I don't know. The cult goes along with this stuff. There's no explanation for any of it. All right. So anyway, a constituent got up there and he says, hey, you know what? Why not have universal health care?
Yeah.
What? Duh.
Come on.
You know, the next big question. Let's check that out.
A lot's been talked about Medicaid, health care, et cetera. A lot of countries in the world, Europe, Canada, they have health care for the people there. Outside, just now you said, you know, you don't want to see a lazy 28-year-old get health care, whatever. My point is, every working and retired American should be entitled to health care. Would you sign on or write up a bill for Medicare for all? We've got Medicare now. Yep. We can start rolling back the age 5-10 years at a time. Would you support that?
We can't afford that.
Oh. Yes, you can.
Oh, man. After the big billionaire tax cuts.
We protected Medicaid as the safety net for those who cannot care for themselves, who are vulnerable, for those who are able-bodied and working.
That's not true.
I will tell you this, and I cannot take any credit for it. President Trump is going to bring down prescription prices because the countries you mentioned have been paying way too little for way too long, and we've been subsidizing them. And if we as a country start, I want to pay the same price for the drugs that are in London as they are in Lincoln. And that has not happened for a long time. We've been subsidizing these foreign governments and our socialized health care. This will get solved by President Trump. It will mark the biggest change in health care spending in 50 years. And I'm confident that's where we're going.
That's such a huge lie. First of all, the American public has subsidized the development of drugs, okay, at our universities. And it's gone on to the National Institute of Health after that, and then it goes to the drug companies to market. Mm-hmm. So we've been paying huge prices. Second, Trump has raised the prices in Europe on drugs to match the high prices we have in this country. So drug prices really aren't going to go down. And not only that, but all we have to do is, as a country, negotiate drug prices, all the drug prices. Now, if we had universal health care, we could do that.
Yes.
We could negotiate. We would buy in quantity, lowering the price of drugs in this country and worldwide. That's the solution, not whatever Mike Flood was talking about. This convoluted jigsaw puzzle. Yes.
It's not a good meeting. A good day for work. Mike Flood in Nebraska. Okay.
But it's entertaining.
Yes. 6:59.
I'd like to see Mike Flood at the Comedy Club downstairs.
That'd be a great booking.
Yeah.
I think so. 6:59 in our 7 o'clock hour, Mike McCabe will join us. We hope you stay with us, too, on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.